Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome all of you who are coming together with us via the blog line. Millions have joined us just then, and we want to thank God for all of you in the name of Jesus. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to open up the praise report line. If you have a praise report, God has been good to you. I want you to tell it this morning. I've got, oh my God, praise report. God has been good to me. And I want to just share it with you in just a few minutes. Allow you to go first, and then we'll close with it. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you. We dare not come before you without asking you to forgive us for every sin, sin of omission, things that we even remembered this morning that we should have done. I'm sorry. And sin of commission. We just appreciate you in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you for the honor, the anointing, and for everything that you've done for us. Now, God, help us, we pray, to do your work and to do your will. Thank you for what you've done and for what you're doing now and for what you're going to do. We praise you. Look on every person on this line. Strengthen and help in the name of Jesus. Those who have been back against the wall, I pray that you help them bountifully, Lord. They're facing situations that nobody can get them out of except you. They're facing situations that nobody can do except you. And we just ask you for your help. Oh, God, we surrender ourselves to you in the name of Jesus. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Every night we try to thank you at least 1,000 times on the blog line, and collectively over close to 4 billion praises now going up to you. We thank you for it. Now bless us today, Holy Ghost. We surrender the line to you and ask that you take over. Cleanse the line, certify the line as your line in the name of Jesus. Bind the enemy that comes against us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke jealousy. I rebuke all kinds of chaotic confusion. And I rebuke discouragement. Encourage the people on the line, Lord. And we just thank you. In the name of Jesus, again, again, and again. Bless us this day, and we'll bless you back. The lifeline. For those who are drifting away, throw it out, God, to those who have gone astray and pull them back. And they may and give you more glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask these and other blessings for the glory of God. And thank God. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Oh, Lord, I know many people are sleeping in on this day, but I thought just since we would probably be up anyway, we might as well give God praise. Amen. He's the one who made it possible for us to have life. Amen. He's the one who made it possible for us to have good health and good strength. We ought to be able to thank him for what he's done. Amen. Let's try it again. Good morning to y'all. Are y'all awake?
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's speak to the Lord. Everybody, good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
God, you thank you. Let's go into praise now and give him some praise this morning. Has it been good to you?
Yes.
Open your mouth and give him praise and do it right now. Praise check in the name of Jesus. Praise check.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you all of you for joining us.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessings come down.
Thank you.
Now, I want to open up that praise line, that praise report line. Tell us what the Lord did for you on this weekend. This is my birthday weekend. Amen. And God did exceeding abundantly above all we asked or even thought that he would do. And thank you, all those on the blog line who wishes a happy birthday on yesterday. I just want to open the line for your praise report. Amen. If God, not if, I know he did. Amen. If you want to share it, amen, the line is going to be open to you to share your praise reports today. This is Labor Day, and thank God many of you are off and not even having to go to work. Thank God for you. Amen. Why don't you take time for the Lord this morning and give him a praise? Amen. Encourage somebody to really live for him a little longer and live for him a little more. Amen. You may encourage somebody to know that God can heal them too. Encourage somebody to know that God can work it out for them too. That God can make a way for them too. And he will. Amen. That's what God says in his word. Make known his deeds among the people. Because he uses you. Amen. To encourage people. If you got a word of encouragement by just telling what God did for you, I want you to bring it out this morning. Amen. And let's have our praise reports. Who is the first one with the praise report about what God did for you? Amen. The line is open to you. Who is the first one? You got a praise report of what he did for you? Come on.
Amen. Right. Praise God this morning. I honor the Lord on this morning, Chief Ambassador Johnson, and to each and everyone on the line. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. Truly, I praise God because he's been so good to me. I do want to let the saints know that God did it again, over and over and over again. He's just that type of God. I have a lot on me, that I responsibilities on me, but it seems like it was kind of getting next to me on Friday. And I just said, Lord, you know, I just don't have time to even be sick. I don't have time. But I want you to know I got the blessed oil and I anointed my body, all in the different areas that I was feeling the effect. And God came through. He touched me and he healed me. And I just went on the rest of the weekend just as if nothing else had ever happened. But I know it was the healing blood of Jesus Christ. I thank God because I know him to be a healer. And he just keep on doing it for me. And I praise him. I glorify him. Nobody can take the credit except for him. And I'm so grateful. And I just want you to know that I thank God for it. I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson. I give you belated birthday wish. And I just thank God. I pray that you had a great day and continue the rest of the month as well. God bless y'all.
God bless you. Beautiful. My Lord, that's the way to tell it. Amen. What the Lord has done to you. All right, the line is open. If God did something for you and you don't mind telling it, come on. Wake up and tell him the
it's
goodness of Jesus.
And I just thank God, 801 Utah. I just want to thank the Lord for letting me wake up on this Labor Day to see another day. I just thank the Lord because he's been so good to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. And I just thank him. Hallelujah, he's so good. And I want to tell you, Bashir, Chief Johnson, I just want to wish you a happy birthday. Hope you enjoyed the day yesterday. And have a good day today.
Oh, thank you so much. Amen. And thank you all. Anybody else for the praise report? I'll open up at the end if you all would like. Amen. A birthday wish. But I want to hear about what the Lord did for you. Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Anybody else? The Lord bless you. And the Lord help you. Yeah. Gave you a blessing. Anybody else want to tell it? Amen. The line is open to you. You have a praise report.
Good morning, dear sister. It's your ambassador, Lake Peterson. I thank great God today and another lady day. If you just know the day of Jesus and me, because I don't have anything special planned. I need to tell you, even though I'm going through a lot, I'm still going through a lot, I still thank God for doing what you're doing. I continue to bless you and I'm praying for you. I spent all day at church yesterday, and even though my head is giving me a lot of problems, I can't get really busy, but I still want to church and I thank and praise God because He's still good. And I continue to bless you and I bless you. I pray for everyone on this time that they have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much. God bless you. And that was wonderful. That's the way to do it. Amen. Thank God for you. All right, anyone else want to tell
us? Good morning, Mrs. Ambassador Gina Hodges, and I just want to thank God for another day that He allowed us to see. I thank God for our service on yesterday. Pastor brought a birthday message yesterday, coming out with your hands up, and even though he's brought it before, it was just a little something extra about it yesterday. That man preached, he preached, and I thank God for yesterday's service. The house may not have been packed out, but that was their loss, because they really missed out on it on yesterday. I thank God I got the opportunity to go spend some time with Mother Johnson, just to see her smiling face and her voice sounding all strong. God is so good. You never know, but God is so good. And I thank God for that. Thank God for my life, for hearing all of you all's voices this morning. I thank Him for just waking me up, and everything was moving. I got up a moment ago, and everything was moving. And I just said, God, I thank You. You are an ultra awesome God. God bless all of you all.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank God for you. All right, anybody else with a praise report?
Good morning. Good morning to everyone on the line. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Ambassador Leg Mother Digby. In the 708 area, I thank and praise the Lord for all of His goodness to me. I want to thank the Lord for a beautiful weekend. I thank the Lord for the beautiful service that we had at our church on yesterday. Our pastor went out of town for a family reunion. He hadn't been to a family reunion, he said, for a long time, because they always have it at the wrong time but for him. But I thank the Lord for how he was able to go. But I want to say we had such a beautiful service on yesterday, how the Lord just met us there, and we just had a glorious time. The Spirit of the Lord was just there, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for all of His goodness to me, how He supplies all of my needs. I thank the Lord for not having any aches and pains right now. The Lord is good, and He is worthy to be praised. Thank God for each and every one of you.
Wonderful. God bless you. My God. Anybody else? Want to tell Him the goodness of Jesus. I know He's been mighty good to you. The line is open to you. Anybody else want to jump in there? All right, let me just tell you, I had a wonderful time on yesterday. Family woke me up with the birthday wishes, amen. Our daughter and grandchildren, Ambassador Lady Betty. My God, we had a wonderful, wonderful birthday celebration. And then went to the church. Oh, my God. Church had Lady Betty had a beautiful cake, and Brother Raphael and Demetra had a beautiful cake for me. And the church celebrated my birthday with a beautiful cake. Amen. I thank God for the fellowship. Yesterday I had to preach my birthday celebration. I didn't have to, but I wanted to. Many people would have just preached it, but I just decided I wanted to do my own birthday message. And I preached that message. I'm coming out with my hands up. Oh, my God. And I just preached myself happy yesterday as we celebrated what God had done for us. And then so many people, we had the family reunion yesterday, which was so beautiful, beautiful. and I met so many cousins and nieces and nephews, and it was just a beautiful occasion. And then I came back, and so many texts, oh my God, birthday wishes, and so many messages, birthday wishes. And then to crown my day off, I got a call from a bishop and Lady Hagen, amen, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm sorry, Aliwisi, Georgia. My God. And they had the whole church on the line, the whole church wishing and singing a happy birthday to me. And on top of that, they were cheering and it all sounded like they were blowing horns and everything else and wishing me a happy birthday. I've always tried to be kind to other people like that, but I've never had anybody with that level of kindness other than our church, Amazing Grace, and I want to thank them. They sang happy birthday. Our assistant pastor sang happy birthday to me yesterday. It was so funny, but it was so marvelous, amen, as the church sang happy birthday. And I just appreciate all the cards that they gave me and the wishes and everything else. Oh, my God, we just had a great time. And Bishop Hagen yesterday just called and just said so many wonderful things to me. And then they opened up the line to many of the church members that got on the line and wished me a happy birthday in Ludowice. And then on top of that, they began to just applaud and cheer. It was just a glorious, glorious, I'll never forget it. Amen. It was a glorious, glorious night. And I appreciate everything. You know, I'm the type of guy, I appreciate little things and all the little things that people do for me. I appreciate all those birthday wishes. And I'm going to just say to Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, thank you for everything that you did on yesterday and allowing those things to happen and setting many things in place. We appreciate them very, very, very much. God bless all of you. I feel like, somebody, who was it? I forgot who was, but they wrote me, amen, and said, we're going to celebrate your birthday all month long. And I want to thank God for them. I want to thank God for that wonderful text that Ambassador Stern sent. So phenomenal, so encouraging. And I appreciate it very much. And I want to thank God for all of the beautiful birthday wishes through phone calls and things like that. I appreciate it very, very, very much. And all of you ambassadors, amen. Was getting ready to get off the line last night, and Ambassador Hodges reminded the people that it was my birthday. I never would have said anything. But thank you so much for remembering. I appreciate it so very, very much. Amen. And I guess I would be remiss since I've done it for everybody else and tried to be there for everyone else and being compassionate to not to open the line to you who would like to wish me a happy birthday during this time. At the close of this line today, I will open it up. Amen. Not trying to force you to do anything like that, but if you'd like the opportunity to say something, it would be all right with me. Thank you so much again. Let's go, and I want to just tell you about a few announcements first of all. We have the 17th of September coming up very rapidly now, and I want to invite you again and again and again to come to Kansas City and celebrate Jesus with us. You know, the Lord spoke to my heart and said he was grieved. He said because so many people that he's blessed have put him down at the bottom of their priority list. They put everything else above him. Everything else is so very important. Their family is important. They got their brother who's important. They got their sister who's important. They got their auntie who's important. And they got their uncle who's important. And the niece and nephew who's so important to them. Amen. They take time for them. Amen. But down at the bottom of the list is poor God. Oh, he's barely on the list. And he says, yet I'm the one who made it all possible. What they have, I gave them. The brother that they have, I allow it to be so. the sister they have, I allowed to be so. And even them, I could have closed their mama's womb up and they could have never come out, but I allowed it to be so. And yet, even though I'm the one who has given them everything they have and taught them everything they know and brought them from where they come from and everything, allowed them to travel safely to wherever they wanted to go, I've protected them all these days, and I've been there for them all this time. Yet they put me down at the bottom of the list, and everything else is more important to me. They say I'm important. Yes, they say that. They talk a good game, he said, but I'm not important. And I begin to wonder why, he said. Well, because if I were important, they would drop everything for me, but they won't. Yeah, I never haven't seen it. So, but if their sister calls and has an emergency, they'll drop everything for her. If their brother gets sick in the hospital, close to death, they'll drop everything. But for me, he says, everything is above me on their priority list. Their bills are more important than I am. Their house is more important than I am. Their car is more important than I am. And he says, I want to find some people where I can be number one on the list. Not talk a good game, but I am on the list more important than everything on their list. And then he spoke to me and said, I want you to call a time of a sacrificial time for me, he said. And I said, Lord, when do I do it? And I looked at the calendar. He told me, look at the calendar. And he pointed out the 17th. And that's what I believe God dropped in my spirit of September. And he said, ask them to come. And that's all I'm doing, asking you to come. What are we going to do? We're going to come there for the Lord. Those who believe in prayer, it's time for us to come together to pray for our nation, to pray for our churches, to pray for our children, to pray for all kinds of things in our government, our president, to pray for just all kinds of things, people on this prayer line, just to pray for God's people everywhere. See, the people from all different denominations, the Baptists, the Methodists, the Church of God in Christ, the Presbyterian, the Catholics, all denominations, interdenominational, yeah, the non-denominational, and all kinds of people can come together and pray together. We are God's people. Why can't we pray together? We can also come together to pray together. God reminded me in the old church. I remember sometimes they have those prayer meetings where they would give so much, they would give so many praise reports, and they give prayer requests and pray. Just pray, pray, pray. Give those prayer requests, and then they testify, the testimonies. We call them praise reports. But they'd have those praise reports. And I don't even remember any preaching going on. They were just praising God. They were just giving those praise reports, those testimonies. And then they were just praying together. And the Holy Ghost fell into place. And people began to speak in a foreign language and begin to raise their hands and shout all around the building. It was just a time that people of God came together. Oh, my God, they left edified. They left just rejoicing as never before because God had heard their cries and God had moved in the building and anointing dropped in there. You know what it was? It was a praise party. That's what it was. And you know what God attends? He doesn't attend pity parties. He attends praise parties. And I know on the 17th we're going to have a praise party. We're going to have prayers for this and prayers for that. And then we're going to have testimonies and praise reports and do some praise and worship. And it's going to be a praise party. I believe God's going to be there. I don't know. He hadn't led me to have any preaching that night. And we're just going to praise God together and pray, have different prayers from different people, prayers for our youth and prayers for the churches and prayers for the president and for the leaders of the nation and prayers for the people of God to be healed, prayers for miracles and, oh, my God, there's prayers for blessings like they never seen even in 2015, just all kind of prayers and praises. People going to tell of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for them. And it's just going to be a time that we just come together and pray and praise. Oh, my God. God's people from all walks of life can do that. and look for a neutral place. And they were booked, so we're going to have it in Amazing Grace. Amen. But it's not about our church. It's just a place where we're just going to have it. But people from all walks of life are asking them to come in from every denomination. Let's praise them together. Let's pray together. And it's time for God's people to stop being divided. But together we stand, and divided we fall. We just go stand together and believe God to change our nation. Believe God to change some things in our families. We're going to have prayers for the families. My God, I'm getting happy already. You got to be here on the 17th. It's just going to be a time of praise and prayers. Come, if you want to stay over the weekend, amen. Amen. Come and stay over the weekend and be at Amazing Grace on Sunday morning. I don't know what God's going to do, but it's going to be phenomenal. Every Sunday morning, it's phenomenal time at Amazing Grace. The Holy Ghost just abides there and he falls. My God. But we're going to have a phenomenal time. I want you to come. Amen. I want you to get that Ambassador Hodges, you will get that hotel information if people want to stay over. But it's just going to be that one night. It's the Thursday night. Thursday night. September the 17th. Thursday night. I want you to come and take time for God. A sacrificial night for God. And then the Lord moved on my heart. Yes, let's call it, since we are family on this line and we have friends everywhere. Why don't we call it a family and friends night for God? I said a family and friends night for God. Bring your family. Bring your friends. Friends. All those in Kansas City, plan to be there. Bring all the people you can. Invite them as your special guest to have a family and friends night for God. We've had them for Amazing Grace. You've had them for your church. They've had them for their church. Well, let's come together and have a family and friend night for God. Those who are not ashamed of prayer. Those who are not ashamed of praise. Those who are prayer warriors and praisers. Come on. Let's have a family and friends night for God. He's been so good to you. He's brought you out. He's made a way. He's healed your body. He's blessed your family. He's blessed your soul. Let's have a family and friends night for God. Let's put him at the top of the list and make him the center of attraction. We ain't talking about Bernard Johnson. We're not talking about any of the ambassadors. We're talking about God that night. We just want to lift him up and give him the praise and give him the glory. Yeah, that night, September the 17th. You need to be here. The Lord told me to put out a cry to you to make a sacrifice for him. Yeah, yesterday for our family reunion, we had people to drive 12 hours and some drove 14 hours just to be here for the family. I wonder who has God so much on their priority list that they can come from here, there, and afar. I wonder how many people in Kansas City that God means so much to, that they can take time out of their busy schedule to be there for God on a family and friends night. I wonder how many can bring their children with them. I wonder how many will tell their brothers and sisters all about it. I wonder how many will take it to the church and say there's a family and friends night. I wonder if you would do it. I wonder how many on the prayer line can just take it upon themselves to say, I'm going to be there. I'm going to drive in, or I'm going to fly in, whatever. We had people fly in yesterday for the family. But who is more important than our family? God is more important than the family. Who is more important than anybody on this prayer line, than the chief ambassador, than the ambassadors, the ambassadors elect? Who is more important than anybody? God is more important. And I'm asking you to come together on September the 17th for a family and friends night for God. Oh, God, help me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to give you a number. If you're coming, just let me know you're coming. Amen. Because we got a hospitality group that's trying to plan for you. Amen. Dial this number and just let me know you're coming. Area code 913. Leave it on this answering service. And the number is 766-1349. 766-1349. If you would like to text me at 913-406-4845. 913-406-4845. Text me that and let me know you're coming. Amen. Thank you for all those who have already let us know that you're coming from all over. And thank you for everybody who's making a sacrifice for the Lord. God bless you. Amen. I'm just excited about that. Now, another thing, that very night, I've kind of made arrangements. Some of you who have been wondering about degrees, the doctorate degree, the master's degree, the bachelor's degree, and the associate degree. We've got a school called School of Theology for Amazing Grace, Amazing Grace School of Theology. And I'm asked Dr. Don Jones to come and take about 5 minutes and tell y'all about how you can get the doctorate, how you can get the master's, how you can get the bachelor's, and how you can get that associate degree. If you desire it, I'm just thinking about the people. And he's going to take a few minutes and tell you about that night. And then we're going to keep on praising the Lord and glorifying the Lord and praying. It's just going to be something. My. God bless you. Hope you come. I put it out like the Lord told me to. And I thank God for you and you and you. God bless all of you today. We're going to have a few prayers, and then we're going to close here today. If you have a special prayer request, we want to receive those prayer requests, and then we're going to ask for prayer today for those who want and need prayer today. We certainly want to remember you. All right? Can I get somebody? I've been talking so much here. Give me a little rest here. Somebody who can do those prayer requests today. If you would, just take those prayer requests and take the line for me right now. Anybody? The line is open to you. All right. Give us the prayer request right now. If you have one, the line is open to you. Anyone have a prayer request? Time to make it known is right now. Prayer request open to you.
Good morning, this is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I'd like to request prayer for the lady that works for us that didn't want to sell the marriage license to the same-sex couples. I want to request prayer for her that God work it out, because I just believe that God is going to work out something for her, and I want to be praying for her in this time.
Amen. That's a wonderful, wonderful prayer request. Yeah, I saw that on the news. She wouldn't marry same-sex couples. Amen. That's beautiful. We certainly want to pray for her. Amen. I think we ought to pray for her right now. I mean, who feels that in the spirit realm that you want to pray for that woman? She's making a stand for the Lord, a stand for righteousness. Amen. Who on this line would just pray for that precious lady? You saw it on the news. She wouldn't issue marriage license to same-sex couples. Amen. She wouldn't marry them. Amen. Who would pray for her? The line is open to you. Who would take that prayer request?
Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for how you watched over us. Thank you for how you blessed us. God, we thank you for all things today, knowing that all things work together for the good of them that love God. God, we're coming to you on behalf of this lady. I don't even really know her name, but God, I'm looking for you to work something out for her. Bless her. God, let this be a standard. Raise up a standard against everything that's not pleasing in your sight in this condition. God, I believe this is just the beginning, but I'm looking for you to work this thing out for her and bless her, God, and raise up a standard against all of this unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. Anybody else want to pray for that precious lady? She's in jail.
Yes.
Certainly the saints would want to pray for her. The line is open to you if you desire to pray for her. Come on. Anyone else? Thank you, Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to look on us today. Help us to stand together, oh God, in righteousness, and look on this judge, oh God, and help her. And we are sure taking a stand to you. And we want to be with her in prayer, and that you would deliver her and let her continue to stand and be what you will have her to be. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you told her to take a stand, and she's standing for you over the world. Give her peace, oh, God, and bring her out victoriously. Lord, we're looking for you to do so. You said you would, and we believe that you would do it. The world knows that she's there, and you know she's there, Lord, and we ask you to do it for her. Let her come out in victorious peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. My God, that's so precious, so precious. Anybody else wishing to pray for this woman? I'm going to open the line to that because she needs prayer. She certainly needs prayer. She's making a stand against even the government and everything else. Who else will pray for this woman? If you feel led, I certainly want to have that prayer. The line is open to you. Anybody else?
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before
and
you.
And now we come before you in the name of your Son, Jesus, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to thank and praise you, Lord, for this lady, while she stood up for you, Lord. Remember when Daniel and all of the Hebrew boys, when they stood up, Lord, they stood up. And when Daniel went to the lion den, God, you was there to shut those lion den. And we know that although she's in jail, God, you was able to move in the judge's heart, that they would open up to her and let her out. Because she always stood up for you. And Lord, we know that you say you'll never leave us and nor would you forsake her. And Lord, whatever she's going through, Lord, I ask you to bring her out. That she would be a witness and testimony for others. And they know them know that they can stand up for Jesus too. Because Jesus, that's why he went on the cross and died, that we may have a right to true life. And Lord, fix it for her, Lord, that the world may know there is a God that rules us in heaven. And he can do anything. Because you made this world, Lord. And you was able. You made her, Lord. And you know what you said in there. Because you know what that is not of God. Lord, for 2 men to think of women to get married out of God. You made Adam and Steve, Lord. And Lord, we know that you was able to bring her through. No matter what going through. God, look down and have mercy. Touch that judge heart. And we ask all the whole world, the people to pray for her. Lord, let it be done. Let it be done in your name. And we'll give you the praise. And we ask this in Jesus' name. For Christ's sake, amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Go ahead.
Father God, we come before you right now, Lord. We want to ask that you forgive us for all of our sins. God, as we stand in proxy for this woman of God, we ask you right now that you bless her, Lord. Give her peace within. Father God, most of all, we need to pray for our country, for our government, our Congress that would let such a thing happen, God, that will turn their back on you and your word and roll with the people, God. We'll ask you now to look on our country, Lord. If they're going to lock this woman up for such as this, God forbid what's coming next. God, we thank you. We thank you for her holy boldness, God. We thank you for your word, God, because you've made it clear, Lord. And we're asking you to forgive those. Forgive those, God, that want to persecute this woman for your name's sake. God, we're thanking you for the outcome because we know that you're going to be in the midst. Whatever it is that you're trying to show us through this situation here, God, we ask you to let the hearts and the minds of the people be open up, God. I know you can reverse anything, God, and if it means that you have to reverse this law that was passed against the same, with this same-sex marriage, oh, God, look on your people. Look on the land, Lord. Look on this plague of homosexuality in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke it, God. Anyone that comes to stand against it in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we ask you to be with them right now, God. Uplift their hands, God. Look on the minds of those that think that it's all right, God. Turn them around, turn them around, turn them around. Touch their minds this morning. Touch, 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 God. Even the young folks that this homosexual thing is trying to infiltrate, God. Touch them, God. Put a fence around them, God. Put a hedge of protection around them, God. Look on their parents, God. Look on those that are even struggling with homosexuality. In the name of Jesus, we know that you are deliverer, God. We know that you can deliver them for that. Oh, God, please help them, God. Have mercy on them, God. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy on them, God. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Oh, God, have mercy on them, God. Have mercy on them, God. In the name of, oh, God, have mercy. On them, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Beautiful. Is there one more, anybody else who wants to pray? Said they don't want to close the door on you. Anyone else want to pray? Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done.
Thank you, Lord God.
And we thank you for this woman. We don't even know her name. Standing actually for those Christians all around the world. We should be standing there with her, God. And we just know that you're going to be with her all the way, even in that jail cell. You're ministering to her. And God, as we look at history, we see that every nation that has embraced homosexuality, embraced same-sex marriage, and embraced lesbianism, and all these other things concerning sexual immoralities like that. God, the nation has never stood. The nation has always been destroyed completely. Yeah, the Romans were destroyed. And we look at Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. And God, America now has embraced this same-sex marriage and same lesbianism and same homosexuality. My God, my God, my God. Our nation is on a downward trend. And I'm asking you, God, to just turn it around, or else our nation, I believe, will be destroyed. Oh, God, we're praying and asking you to deliver, to help our nation. In the name of Jesus, help us as Christians not to stand by and be lackadaisical. In the name of Jesus, help us be able to stand up and raise up leaders all around the country to be indignant about this same-sex marriage and to stand with this woman. Some of the leaders of the black Afro-American race, God, help them to come there and stand with her like they have stood for other things, civil matters. And God, even though this is a religious matter, it is also a civil matter. Help them to stand with her, Lord, against destroying our world, destroying our nation. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we depend upon you. We love you and we praise you. We're asking this, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the glory of God, and Lord, that we might be sustained as a nation. Because God, when this thing has plagued other nations before, they have been destroyed and decay within happens. I'm asking, Lord, for mercy for America in Jesus' name, that we might get back on the right track. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, Lord, the judge or whoever has put this woman in jail, thinking they are keeping the law safe, I'm asking you to trouble their mind. There are loopholes in the documents of the government, in the laws. They find loopholes in everything, and they pull all kind of pranks on the American people and play all kind of games with the American people through loopholes. Certainly there is a loophole for this. And I'm asking you, Lord, those who pass these things, Lord, trouble their minds, that they may correct that has been done wrong. And God, that those lawyers and those judges, whoever is responsible, will see a loophole, and they can release this woman and set her and let her go free. In the name of Jesus, we pray. You see her there in that jail cell. Oh, God, that hard brown bitch. Oh, God, help her in the name of Jesus. See her in rest at night. I see her sleeping, sitting up. Amen. She's trying to lay down, but the bench is too hard. Oh, God, help her. Help her, Lord. And somehow release rest within her body through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. And keep it safe from any attacks or anything like that. And I know you will. The angels of protection are all around her. Oh, thank you. Thank you for letting me know that. They're all around her. And God, thank you for your goodness and kindness all around her. Angels are stationed around this woman because she stood up for your principles